The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's show time!
Welcome to The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, your source for big trending topics and the stories that are about to fall through the cracks. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, a 94.5. The Answer.
It is 6:05 on this Friday, Memorial Weekend Eve, as we head into the Memorial Weekend. Most people will be off on Monday to celebrate Memorial Day. We're going to talk a little this morning about the meaning of Memorial Day, what it's all about. But I'd love to hear on this Free Speech Friday what your family does, if there's some traditions there that you do each Memorial Day. And is it all about just a day off, a long weekend, eating hamburgers, hot dogs, grilling, whatever you do, maybe headed out on the lake or to the beach? As cities and towns across the United States have parades and all the various things that they do to celebrate, do you really stop, though, and think about what Memorial Day is all about? About honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military, while fighting for our freedom so that you and I can come together every morning like we do and talk about the things that we talk about. We can sit here and we can openly criticize Joe Biden and the pitiful job that he is doing as president without any recourse, well, at least hopefully not. Now, who knows? We, you know, when you call in to complain about Biden, Biden's Department of Justice could potentially send an IRS agent to your home, or you might have the FBI knocking at your door. A little later in the show, Newt Gingrich yesterday wrote an opinion piece, and the former speaker says that Joe Biden's administration looks like a bunch of kids in kindergarten. I'm sorry, Richard Nixon's administration looks like a bunch of kids in kindergarten compared to the Joe Biden administration and how they have abused the power of the White House. And that's true. But still, this is Memorial Weekend, Monday, Memorial Day. Just have fun, enjoy the family, while also remembering the true meaning of what Memorial Day is all about. Lots to cover on this Free Speech Friday. Of course, your phone calls and comments are welcome. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two allows you to leave a quick message. And then, of course, as some of you already have, our Big Rock text line is open for your comments. So on this Free Speech Friday, I'm all ears. Anything is game. Whatever you want to talk about.
Free Speech Friday!
It's time for your voice to be heard. Call or text now at 877-235-9405.
Free Speech Friday.
877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. Just received a text message that I want to read. It says, any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, but it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. God bless love. That's a message that we all need to be reminded of from time to time. All right, so lots to cover today. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster yesterday signed the 6-week abortion ban into law. The South Carolina Senate put their final stamp of approval on it earlier this week after the House had their marathon special session last week to make some slight changes and send it back over to the Senate. So the governor had a smaller group, a few Republican legislators who played a key role in that, one of those being Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. And Representative McCravey will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about the bill, what the final version looks like, what changes were made in anticipation of a court challenge, which, by the way, that court challenge came yesterday, almost immediately upon Governor McMaster signing the bill. Planned Parenthood and its partners have already filed suit. A hearing has been scheduled for 10:30 this morning before Judge Clifton Newman at the Richland County Courthouse. Judge Newman, Tommy, isn't he? He's the one who did the Murdoch trial, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. As I was reading the name, I thought, now, where have I heard that one? yes. And isn't it interesting how quickly they were able to get this hearing? So it kind of tells you this whole thing, of course, has been planned, laid out. They were waiting on the governor to sign it, and had already, I'm assuming, communicating with the court to let them know, hey, this is coming, and we need an emergency hearing, because I'm sure they're going to ask Judge Newman to pause the effect of this bill until it can work its way through court, and eventually, I'm sure, end up in front of the South Carolina Supreme Court once again. So Representative John McCravey joins us around 7:30. We'll ask him some questions about what the next steps are and what he thinks will be unfolding with this court case. A banner on Greenville's Main Street depicting a smiling white couple advertising the upcoming Juneteenth celebration has caused a heated debate between the people who used to organize the celebration in downtown Greenville and those who have been asked to stage it this year. Community activist Bruce Wilson, he's always, if there's something to complain about, you can count on Bruce to be there. He says that he was surprised that this white couple was on the banner, and he's asking the new organizers to cancel their plans or they may end up in court. We'll talk a little about that. Also, the House of Representatives began its week-long Memorial Day recess yesterday afternoon without an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. And believe it or not, the Democrats are not happy about it. California Representative Ami Barra says that they need to stay and do their job. They need to stay in Washington and pass the debt ceiling.
I know we all want to get home to Memorial Day. We want to celebrate and honor our fallen heroes, the men and women that have served our country. But the best way for us to honor those heroes, the best way for us to honor the American public, is to pass the debt ceiling.
Now, several Democrats rose and made short speeches like that, saying that, hey, we shouldn't be going home. We should stay here and work. And maybe they should. I'm not necessarily in disagreement with what the congressman said. But here's the hypocrisy. A quick note here that, yes, a number of Democrats objected to them leaving Washington to go home. Actually, it's a week. It's scheduled for a week. The House Speaker's office let members know that you need to be ready to return within 24 hours notice, as did Senator Schumer let the Senate know as well. But even though the Democrats opposed the move to take a quick or a short recess for Memorial Weekend, when it came time to vote, according to Fox, not a single Democrat objected to the House's adjournment at 2:50 p.m. Now, if you're going to stand there and debate on whether or not members of the U.S. House should stay in Washington over the Memorial Weekend in order to continue working on the debt ceiling, then when it comes time to vote to say, okay, we're going to adjourn for today, we'll come back after our holiday, that's when you raise your hand and you vote no. You go on the record to say, hey, no, I don't agree with this. We need to stay here and work. I would suggest maybe none of them really meant what they were saying. Maybe they really didn't mean that they should stay there and work. What do you think? 877-235-9405. Glad to have you on this Friday. Monday morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, announced his candidacy this week. Been a lot in the news over the past few days about his announcement. And he has an interesting campaign strategy that includes President Donald Trump. I'll tell you all about it when we return. It's 6:16 on the Morning Answer. Gonna have fun in the city.
Be with my girl, she's so pretty. It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
As you're having fun over the Memorial Weekend, there's no water that's more pure, healthier, or better tasting than Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. So why not run by your favorite grocery store like Ingles and Publix and pick up a good supply of Le Bleu Water. It's 11% hydrogen, 89% oxygen, nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning Ultra Pure Water is the result of Le Bleu's five steps beyond Mother Nature process. They eliminate the inorganic minerals, the chemicals, and contaminants that you often find in other bottled waters. This process creates a unique pure water. It's free of those contaminants, perfectly balanced, fresh tasting. I promise you, your body is going to crave Le Bleu Water once you try it. And take it from me, once you experience it, I promise. No other bottled water is going to taste as pure and as refreshing as Le Bleu will. And now, Le Bleu is proud that you can just dial toll-free, 888-LEBLEU-1, place your order. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Or again, like I said, you can pick it up at one of your favorite grocers, Ingles and Publix, for example. Call 888-LEBLEU and the number 1. Let them know you're a new customer, and they'll give you five gallons of water absolutely free on your first order. 888-LEBLEU and the number 1.
It's amazing, so refreshing. Let me tell you, my body loves Le Bleu.
It is 6:18 on this Free Speech Friday.
Dennis Prager sees power used against us.
I can't think of another action that so mimics what the Democrats are doing with January 6th, and that is suppressing freedom and using the government for its own ends to suppress freedom, to jail opponents, just as was done in 1930, what was it, 33, the Reichstag fire, I think it was.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5, The Answer.
This upstate memory is brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest.
With such a rich and storied history, it's no surprise that the upstate is home to numerous historical properties, but few are more special than Fort Hill. Located on Clemson's campus, Fort Hill was originally a Presbyterian manse built in the year 1803. The original structure was expanded around 1825 to serve as a plantation home of John C. Calhoun, the prominent South Carolina congressman. Calhoun's son-in-law, Thomas Green Clemson, inherited the property and bequeathed it to the state to establish a scientific and agricultural college. If you ever visit, which is open to the public 7 days a week, you'll be able to see the featured Windsor chair in the parlor, a chair that belonged to none other than George Washington, as well as a mahogany sideboard built with wood from the famed USS Constitution.
This upstate memory was brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest, serving us since 1946. The upstate of South Carolina, the place they call home.
Is it time to reevaluate your wellness when you work? Imagine sitting with no pressure points while your spine is completely supported, no cushions, no wedges, no fidgeting in your seat. And then imagine being seated at an angle where your body is completely comfortable and your mind is focused. How productive could you be? This is called neutral posture.
It's time to experience the benefits of neutral posture while you work. Visit Relax the Back in the shops at Greenridge and learn about the easiest way to adjust in work naturally.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Susan and Hartwell just text me on the Big Rock text line. shows her alarm clock on her bedside table, and her one of her kittens has knocked the alarm clock off the table. She says, "Joey, it's just past six, and I've already had to pick you up off the floor because my kittens knocked the radio off the table again." They're just having fun. They're just having fun. What cute little kitty cats there. Texter says, "Good morning, Joey. Ask a question. Is it true that the Supreme Court is holding a hearing to allow Joe Biden to be impeached and Donald J. Trump to be president again?" I don't know how that's possible. I've not heard that. The texter follows up and says, "Well, that's what we're finding all around TikTok." Well, not sure that TikTok is a reliable source of news. Look, we could all wish that that would happen, but I don't even know that constitutionally there it's even possible. So I think we're just stuck with Joe Biden until we can replace him next year. And that's why we have to pull together and be sure that we elect someone other than Joe Biden in November of next year. Susan says, "The Democrats need to tell Biden to quit running off to his beach house and stay in Washington until they have a budget." Yep. In addition to Congress getting out of town, Joe Biden did as well. He took an early weekend. So I guess that means that there's probably not going to be a lot of negotiating going. And we'll see. I mean, look, I'm still not convinced. Love to get your take on it. I'm not convinced that even if June 1st rolls around, as Janet Yellen has been warning us, that there's really going to that June 1st is a drop dead date. Maybe it is. Maybe the sky falls June 1st, but not sure that's the case. Hey, quick reminder that our Patriots for America 2023 coming up June the 9th. We're just, less than 2 weeks away at the historic Greer Depot. Today we're going to give away a couple of general admission tickets, and some lucky listener is also going to get a pair of VIP tickets. This is a two-tiered event. Doors will open at 5:30 at the Davenport for a VIP meet and greet with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher. We're going to have some great food provided by PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. A good time there in the Davenport. You'll get to spend some time with Dr. Gorka and with Mike Gallagher. Dr. Gorka will have some of his books there, some of Gallagher's books. You take photos and that type of thing. So that's the first part of it. And there's still some tickets available. So if you don't win today, let me encourage you to go to 945theanswer.com or text PATRIOT 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a link that will take you there. But we've had a number of winners this week, and today we're going to choose a winner of a pair of VIP tickets too. But again, if you don't win the tickets, you can still purchase yours. Just text me. I'll send you the information and email me. And hey, look, email me why you should be the winner, and we'll see what we can come up with. Just text Patriot to 877-235-9405, or you can just email me. Go ahead and email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. Now, this is, as we all know, the last couple of days has been pretty much dominated with the news of Ron DeSantis announcing his candidacy. And he kind of came up with a novel idea yesterday. Tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you think his strategy is here. Governor DeSantis said yesterday that he would consider pardoning former President Donald Trump if necessary on the first day in office if he's elected. Now, my first thought on that was, well, he's kind of already convicting or saying that that at some point between now and next year, one of the many lawsuits and court dates that Donald Trump has, that he's going to lose. And he could be insinuating, for example, that maybe the New York District Attorney Bragg is going to get a conviction. I don't know. But I thought it was interesting that that DeSantis vowed to, quote, aggressively look at granting the former president, along with other victims of political targeting. He was on the Clay and Buck radio show when he described what he wants to do.
A big part of being president is pardon powers. Do you think the January 6th defendants deserve to have their cases examined by a Republican president? And if Trump, let's say, gets charged with federal offenses and you are the president of the United States, would you look at potentially pardoning Trump himself based on the evidence that might emerge of those charges?
The DOJ and FBI have been weaponized. We see that. We see it in a variety of contexts. Some of what you mentioned, some of it is the FBI going after parents going to school board meetings. Some of it's how they treat a pro-life demonstrator, how they don't go after people that are attacking pro-lifers. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting. And we will be aggressive at issuing pardons. Now, some of these cases, some people may have a technical violation of the law, but if there are three other people who did the same thing, but just in a context like BLM, and they don't get prosecuted at all, that is uneven application of justice.
Now, I agree with him on that last point. There are people, the January 6th protesters who are still in jail, who did a lot less than what some of the participants in the Black Lives Matter protest, some of the ones who literally burned down buildings, who vandalized buildings, who looted the local pharmacy, and nothing has been done with them. That was okay. That was just civil unrest. So I agree with Governor DeSantis on this. Someone does need to take a look at that. But don't you find it interesting and a little coy that he says, and the first day I'm in office, I'm going to pardon Donald Trump? 877-235-9405. He said that the pardons would apply to, quote, any example of disfavored treatment based on politics or weaponization, including a whole bunch of cases that don't necessarily get headlines. If people are being treated just because they don't get on TV or something, they're being treated disfavorably. They need to have a fair hearing as well, he said. And again, I agree with that. I think that there's a lot of people who have been charged by Joe Biden's Department of Justice who shouldn't have been charged, as also there's a lot of people who should have been charged who haven't, like his son, Hunter. But what do you make of Ron DeSantis saying, hey, don't worry. I'm going to free your guy. I'm going to pardon President Donald Trump the first day I'm in office. It's like he's already predicting that Trump is going to be convicted of a crime. 877-235-9405. Your phone calls are welcome on this Free Speech Friday before Memorial Weekend at 6:31.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.